Democrat John Lehman is seeking to unseat Republican Van Wongard in next month's election. But in order to have a shot at regaining the seat he once held, Lehman is first going to have to get past a Republican-sponsored placeholder candidate in tomorrow's primary, although he barely knows his opponent's name.
Tamara Verbrook, I think, is her name, ma'am.
You know her?
No, never met her. I don't really know anything about her.
Lehman is not taking victory for granted. That's because the rules for recall elections allow for crossover voting. Voters won't have to confine their choices to a single party's candidates.
I don't think you want to say for sure that the troublemaker vote won't make a difference. So I'm encouraging everybody to vote on Tuesday. We're pretty confident that we've been working so hard that we have a lot of supporters.
Lehman's opponent couldn't be reached for this story. She wasn't working the Racine Kiwanis Club's annual pancake breakfast Saturday. It's an almost obligatory duty for local politicians. And she wasn't hanging out across town at the local Republican Party headquarters.
Not here.
Not here?
No, she's, I don't know where she might be, but she's probably not going to be here ever for a while.
Of the four Senate recalls, the Lehman-Wongard race is shaping up to be the most hotly contested.
I won by 3,000 votes in 2006. I lost by a little more than that in 2010. That's probably the way the 21st Senate District is going to go on June 5th.
For Wisconsin Public Radio in Racine, I'm David Cole.